By the time he leaves Prague on Friday, President Bush will have met privately with many of his counterparts at the NATO summit. The one glaring exception is likely to be German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder. The president seemed to take Schroeder's campaign rhetoric against a war in Iraq as a personal affront. Now, more than 2 months later, the relationship is still in trouble, as NPR's Guy Raz reports from Prague.
Forget about Iraq or a proposal to create a NATO response force. The real question behind the scenes at this NATO summit is whether the president will let bygones be bygones and meet with Chancellor Schroeder. Carsten Vogt is Schroeder's senior advisor on German-American relations.
No, I don't think the two will see one another, which is fine, which is also normal. I think that the two are not meeting doesn't mean that they will not meet in the future.
During his re-election campaign, Schroeder called talk of war in Iraq an adventure. His justice minister at the time compared President Bush's tactics to diversionary methods used by Adolf Hitler. A few days after Schroeder won re-election, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld refused to see the German defense minister at a NATO meeting in Warsaw. There, Rumsfeld bluntly offered his analysis of the German elections.
I would have to say that the way it was conducted was notably unhelpful, as the White House indicated, has had the effect of poisoning a relationship.
But last month, Rumsfeld did meet with the German defense minister, this time in Washington. The secretary was asked about German-American relations again.
How would you characterize relations now?
Unpoisoned.
But Ingo Peters, director of the Center for Transatlantic Studies in Germany, says the wounds between Berlin and Washington haven't yet healed.
I think the relationship is still in trouble, though it has to be qualified. I would question whether this is a rift, so to say, really between Germany and the U.S., or rather a rift between the Bush government and the German government as such.
Peters, along with other leading German analysts, say that privately, Chancellor Schroeder is obsessed with the collapse of his personal relationship with the president. Schroeder still opposes the president's position on Iraq, but at the same time, the chancellor has offered up German troops to take command of international peacekeeping in Afghanistan. While no one in the German government's willing to say it publicly, most believe the president's skin is far too thin. Carsten Vogt, Schroeder's advisor on U.S.-German relations, also sees the rift as simply a personal one.
On the working level, all the weeks and months, the relation has been either good or excellent. But it's obvious that on the political level, still are some problems.
And by all accounts, President Bush and Chancellor Schroeder aren't likely to go bowling together anytime soon. Guy Raz, NPR News, Prague.